Viter in Shas. We are in Daf Yutes, picking up on Yud Ches Samabes by the bottom of the page, by the Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Ein Kosvin Shtari Chov B'moid. You can't write a Shtar Chov in a Moid, an IOU. But if you don't believe the guy, in other words, the person who goes ahead, who's lending, doesn't believe the guy who is loaning it to, that he's going to actually pay him back, or the person doesn't have what to eat, that's talking about the sofer, then you can go and you can actually write it. Ein kosvin tefillin, ein kosvin svarim tefillin umezuzas b'moed. You can't write these three things on chol ha-moed. Sorry, now I'll do this work. Ve'emagin os achas afil b'sifr ezer. You're not allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to fix even one letter. You're not allowed to fix one letter in, even if it's a sifr of Ezra. Rashi says it's a sifr Torah of Ezra, or vanishamati as azara behei. A pair of sifr muga haya ba'azara, shememena haya magin kol sifr gola. So we have like the sifr Torah of Ezra. But pretty much comes out similar that both of these were things which were used as like the focal sifr Torah, that if there was an issue that they would take a look at this one to see which one is correct, if you had some mistake in either sifr Torah. But you're not allowed to fix it. Rabbi Yudomer argues, says, Kosef Adnus Filim Mezuzah Mezuzah, he's allowed to write a tefillin or mezuzahs for himself, meaning if he himself needs it. Rashi says, L'kayim zeh ha-mitzvah, aval tzibor limkor d'derech schiros hava, but to go and write it for other people, which is, you know, it's business, chashav malacha, k'damein al-elek, we saw in Dafyad Beis, avankara, d'kevan d'lav agra k'shakil sharshuye ba'almahu v'shari. So he's saying it's only in terms of doing some sort of business would be a problem, but if you're doing it because of the fact that you actually needed tefillin, mezuzahs, then you'd be allowed to go and do it. Beep, turn the page. Ve, it says, ve, tova al yerecho tchil letzitziso. Person's going to go ahead and spin tcheles on his leg in order to have tzitzis. Rashi says, hachutin, aval lo biyado, not his hands, being utzbosov, between his fingers, would plach kederech chol, not with it, somewhere to weight that was used in order to go ahead and spin it. That would be like what they call a spindle. That's something which you're not allowed to do because that's like the normal way of going and doing it. So it has to be some sort of shinoi that's happening. Zaktimar. Tana Rabbanan. Kosef and Tefillin Mezuzah. That's one person had to go write Tefillin Mezuzah for himself. V'tova Yerecha Tchil Tzitziso. The person had to go ahead and make the tzitzis for him on his leg. V'lacherim B'tova. If you're doing it for other people, come meeting L'tova Rashis V'lo B'tzchai. You can do somebody a favor, but not to get paid. Divi Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Hudam says, Marim umolcher ashalo. He could do a nice little shtick, and he could sell his own. Kain osa kol yomos chag, Rashi says, the whole chag. V'chozer v'kos latzon, he can go and write it for himself. So he's like, oh, he gives it to somebody else, and he could sell his own tefillin to somebody else if they need tefillin. And then he's like, oh, I don't have any tefillin, so therefore he can go and he can write for himself. Rabbi Yossi Omri says, kosif mocher kedarko, kedei parnasaso. He could do it regular. Kedei his parnasa. What does that mean? Baharvacha. Belomayr b'misha ein lomar yochal. Not even the person has nothing to eat. Then for sure he's allowed to do it. But a person, even if he has what to eat, but he's doing larvacha, which means the same mafarshim say he's doing it in order to have a more geshmaki yantiv because he wants to buy things good, delicious food for it. That's going to be something which is okay. Ori leira rav l'rev chanano. Rav taught of Chananel, the Amri Law, and some say Rabbi Rechanel, the Rav Chananel, Halacha Kosef, Amocha Kedaku, Kedei Parnasaso. A person had to write it regular and sell it regularly, according to his, for Kedei Parnasaso, in order to have more of a Geshmaka Yontif. And last part of the Mishnah, it says, Vitoval Yerecha Tcheles, he's allowed to go ahead and spin on his thigh. You could do Tcheles, Tana Rabbanon, Tova Adam al Yerecha Tcheles, Tzitzioso. We see the Mishnah said, Litzitzioso. First, he's allowed to go first, Tzitzis, he's allowed to go ahead and spin it on his thigh. Avalo Be'evan, he's not allowed to use a stone to do it. Rashi says, Setola Bechut, that he hangs it on this string, and then with this rack, in order that it should spin nicely and be able to have a nice little spinning thing. They would let it hang, and then they would go and they would spin it, and it would make it really tight, and it'd be done really well. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Chamom, they say, Af Be'evin, you're even allowed to use a stone. They say, no, it's fine. Rabbi Huda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Huda says, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Be'evin, Avalo Be'pelach, you're allowed to do an Evin, but not a spindle. Chamom, they say, Be'evin, Be'evin, Be'pelach, you're allowed to do both. You're allowed to actually do it straight up, pretty much. Am Rav Yehuda Shmuel, v'chein am Rabbi Chiyo bar Abba, am Rabbi Yochanan, halacha bein be'evim bein pelech, you could do either one. You could use a stone, you could use a spindle, it's fine. V'halacha, kosef kedarko, mocher kedei parnasaso, you're allowed to go and write it properly, you can write it regular, we're talking about fillin, mezuzos, you're allowed to do all these type of things, chol amoid, and you're allowed to do it kedei parnasaso. Even if you don't necessarily need the money, be doing it in order to get a geshmak, you're allowed to go ahead, to get a geshmak, a yontif, you're allowed to go ahead and do that. Zok the next Mishnah. We had learned about the fact that what happens when if a person is an avel and it comes to yontif, what ends up happening? So we say that, you know, there's no avelus on yontif itself, right? He's allowed to go ahead and be involved in southern daf yudalid. Now the question is, what happens if a person goes ahead and they're an avel? Does the yontif actually knock off the avelus? We have two things we call avelus, that's 7 days, and we have shloshim, that's 30 days. Now, it's not a total of 37 days. It's actually 7 days, and then another 23 days that's called shloshim. So, or that's actually machlokas. We saw that yesterday, and we're going to see again today, about whether the seventh day is mona lekan ulekan, right? There's the seventh day, the last of Shiva, and the beginning process of jumping into shloshim, or is it that no, it's seven and then start shloshim? And nonetheless, the Gemara is going to get into the discussion about what happens if yontif hits. Does it get rid of the entire shiva? Did a person finish shiva? Let's say he sat for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days or 4 days or five. Does that, how much do you have to sit in order that yontif comes along and perhaps knocks it off, or Shabbos or Shoshanah or etc.? There we go. Hakover is meso shloshim yom. A regular person goes ahead and they bury their dead, and it's before 3 days before the regal. Rashi says, "Hol ve'ikra avelus enu ela shloshim." Oh, we see the main avelus is only 3 days. Then what's the din? Butler min exir shiva, that knocks off shiva. Rashi says, "The la'achar regal enu tzarich limnos yoser." You have to then sit another 4 days after yontif. So you a person sat for 3 days. That's considered. The question is it full 3 full days? Is it 2 days and a little bit? Do we say mixes yom kikulo or not? That we're going to jump into. But nonetheless, right now, let's make it simple. And that is 3 days of Shiva is considered yontif comes, it knocks off the rest of it. There's no more afterwards. If it'd be 1 day, then afterwards you have to do another 6 days. Shmona, of a person had 8 days before the chak, then butla min gezeir shloshim. Not only is there no more Shiva after, because he did a full Shiva, but the shloshim is knocked off also. Mishnah is telling us even 1 day of shloshim itself is enough, and then it knocks it off. All right, now that's talking about a holiday. Mipnei she'amru, because he said Shabbos olav einam afsekes. When it comes to Shabbos is counted as one of the days of Shiva. Venom of Sekas, Rashi says, "The la'achar Shabbos, tzarich la'hashem Shiva, you may avelus on a Shabbos." Don't think that Shabbos is one of these days that you've, let's say, had 3 days of avelus and then the fourth day of Shabbos, then now it knocks it off. No, it's olam and aminyan, therefore that's the fourth day, and then the fifth day is going to be Sunday, and you continue on. Shabbos doesn't knock it off. Regalim of Sekin ve'ino olam, but regalim are mafsik, they knock it off, and they're not ola. Rashi says, "The chikaver meso shlosha yamim kodem regel." Once he did 3 days, mafsik. It's totally finished after that. So when it comes to the regal, if a person sat, let's say, 2 days, and then the regal comes, it doesn't count as part of the minion of the Shiva. And then after it goes over, you have to sit another 5 days. Rashi brings down something, an interesting shito, that the Bach kind of switches a little bit, but according to like what we just said right now. Okay, now, it comes along the Mishnah, says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, that Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Atzeres K'Shabbos. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the holiday of Shavuos is like Shabbos. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Atzeres K'Shabbos. And what happens is it doesn't knock it off, and it's considered 1 day. It's Olam and Aminyan. Rashi points out, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash. What's the difference between Shavuos and Sukkos and Pesach? Sukkos and Pesach are both 7 days. So Shavuos is only 1 day. But even though it's only 1 day, we know, as we learned in the past, you have to bring certain karbonos, and the karbonos you have 7 days tashlumin to go ahead. Even Shavuos, which only 1 day, still has, you can be mashal kol shiva, and therefore it does not get off. But when they don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, we don't have the karbonos that we're bringing. Therefore, we don't have that, so it's considered part of the count. And as a din of Shabbos, it's Ola, the Enum of Sekas. It's counted as part of the day, and it's not Mafsik. Rabbi Gamliel always says, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim Kiregalim. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are considered like a regel, and therefore they stop it if it's 3 days, and it's not min haminyan. The Chacham say, Lo kidir v'zeh, v'lo kidir v'zeh. He says, no, we don't agree with Rabbi Lezer. We don't agree with Rabbi Gamliel. Shavuos is not like Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur are not considered like Chagim. Ela Hatzeres k'regalim, Hatzeres is like the other regalim. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, k'Shabbos, they are like Shabbos. Okay, Zok the Heiliga Gemara. One of the cases we brought is, let's say a person has 8 days before Yantav starts. What happens is he's done with Shiva, and Shloshim is also off. Amarav, Gezeris Batlu, Yamim La Batlu. What it means is that the Gezeris are knocked off. As she says, Shloshim, Gezeris Shloshim Batlu, Aval Yamim Lo Batlu, Shloshim Yom, Lo Batlu, Dadayin Tluim V'omdim, it's still Tali. Whatever this means, we'll see in a minute. V'chein Amarav Huna, Gezeris Batlu, Yamim Lo Batlu. The Gezeris, whatever they have to be, goes there on during Shloshim. That's off, but the days are not knocked off. Rav Sheshes Amar, Afili Yom Nami Batlu, says even the days are canceled. My Taima Yomim Batlu, strange Lashon of my Taima, doesn't mean what it means. Yeah, it means my. I mean, what's the reason? It means what's pshat? What does that mean when we say this concept that the days are not canceled? Rashi explains meaning Be'ezah Inyan Lo Batlu Yom. What does that mean in regard to what than a batl? She'im lo gilach erif ha-regel means if a person didn't shave before the regel, then asa lagleich achar regel. It's going to be asa for him to go ahead and shave after until he finishes a full 30 days. Rashi says, call shloshim yom. Because really, it's the 8th day. You should have been able to do such a thing, but you didn't do it, so now you're stuck. That part still remains. Beep, turn the page. Your testimony obeys. I, Vatanya. Rashi says, siyasa means it's a nichusa. It's coming to back it up. Hakovis mesa shloshim yom kolim rega. Someone does a 3 days before the regel. Batlim and exeris shiva. Then the shiva is off. Shmoni yom kolim rega. It's 8 days before the regel. The batlim and exeris shloshim. The exeris shloshim is knocked off. Umagalech regel. You can go ahead and you can shave erev regel. Im lo yilach erev regel. Let's say a person decided not to do that, even though he could have. Then asla galeach acha haregel is asrim to go ahead and to do it after the regel. Abba Shaul, so that's pretty straight up. Abba Shaul, he says mutl galeach acha regel. He says no, you're allowed to do it after the regel. This is not a problem. So the first part of the Tanakhama goes and backs up Rav and Rav Huna's opinion that it's not knocked off, and Abba Shaul's opinion comes along and supports that of Rav Sheshes. Kishem shemitzah shloshim mevatelos gzeres shiva. So too, kach mitzah shiva mevatelos gzeres shloshim. Just like the mitzvah of shlosha, the 3 days you had 3 days before you had the chag. Therefore, it knocks out the rest of the shiva. So too, kach mitzah shiva mevatelos gzeres shloshim. The mitzvah of shiva knocks out shloshim. And according to him, you'd be allowed to go out and shave immediately afterwards. Now you see, one said 8 days, one said 7 days. Shiva was always saying only 7 days. How could you say that 7 days is going to knock off Shloshim? V'hanan Shmonatanan, we learned that it's got to be 8 days. So we saw this in yesterday's daf, Kasav Rabba Shol, Mixes Hayam Kakulo, he holds that part of the day is like all the day. V'yom Shvi Olu Lakan, Lakan, the seventh day is the end of the first process known as Shiva, and the beginning of the second process known as Shloshim. Therefore, if you got a little bit of that in, then you are considered good. You got it before, and you're allowed to shave afterwards. And it's considered like the 8th day already. Okay, so what Kum Tochois, according to Abba Shaul, even 7 days is two things. A, it's considered like Shloshim also was knocked off because Misim Kikulo, and therefore you let it go ahead and shave afterwards, even if he didn't shave when you could have. And according to Nakama, he says, no, if you could have shaved and you didn't do it, then no good. And Misim is not Kikulo, and you have to do Shloshim if it didn't have 8 days. Amrav Chisam Rav Yina Rashila, Halacha Kabashol, the Halacha is like Abashol, Mixayom Kikulo, and even if you didn't shave beforehand, you're allowed to go ahead and shave afterwards. Modum Chachamim, La Abashol. Chamer mode to Rabbi Shaul, kishachal shmini shelo lios b'shabbes erev haregel. If it fell out that the regel was on Sunday, and therefore the 8th day was Shabbos, in which case he couldn't have shaved anyway, so he says, okay, that what shemut l'goyach b'erev Shabbos, he says you're allowed to go ahead and actually shave on erev Shabbos, which is the 7th day. So now what happens is he says, okay, even though I don't hold mixzum kikula generally, if it would have been that erev Haregel is Shabbos, and that's the 8th day, so you can't do it on Shabbos, so we're going to allow you to do it on the 7th day, which is Erev Shabbos, and Keilu, like a little bit of a Mixasayam Kekulo shtickle going on over there. Keman az lahad amar of Amon Amar Rav. Who would go like the following statement that of Rav Amon Amar Rav? Avel kibin sh'amdu menachem in me'etzlo mutter b'rechitza. Rashi says, we're talking about on the 7th day. So you have people coming to Menachem Aval, and they get up and they leave, then he's allowed to go ahead and he's allowed to wash himself, even though it's only the 7th day. Come on, who's it go like? Kabashol. It goes like Kabashol. It says, Mixa Sayom Kikulo. Therefore, a person go ahead, get up and shower. Rashi says, the Amar Ola Lukan, the Choshev Nami Shmini, the Mavatam Menek Zer Shloshim, and Aksav Zer Shloshim. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Halacha Kabashal b'yom Shiva. The halacha is like Abashal when it comes to reference to the seventh day, meaning to say that Miksa Sayom Kikulo. Umodim Chachamim l'Abashal b'yom Shloshim da'aminan Miksa Sayom Kikulo. But they agree when it comes to the, even the Chachamim say Miksa Sayom Kikulo is not Kikulo. That's only talking about Shiva. But on Shloshim, the Inachinami, the 30th day does take that on. Rashi says, b'yom Shloshim l'kfuras meso, d'muta l'galech, d'lo ba'inan Shloshim shleimim, d'aminan Miksa Sayom Kikulo. You don't need 30 days in terms of Shloshim. If you could shave on the 30th day. Rav ha'omer halacha kabashal b'yom Shloshim. He says, halacha is like I'm in the 30th day. Not in the 7th day. In the 30th day, Miksa Sayom Kikulo. V'ain halacha kabashal b'yom Shiva. We don't say Miksa Sayom Kikulo on the 7th day. Unar da'yom, he says, halacha kabashal b'zu b'zu. Halacha is like him in both Miksa Sayom Kikulo, whether it's in Shiva or it's on Shloshim. Da'amar Shmuel. Halacha kidivrei mikol be'evel, because we saw, like we saw the other day, that Daf Yud Ches, that when it comes to, Shmuel says, that the halacha goes like the divrei mikol with avelus, we always go by lekula. We saw that when it came to the machlokas about cutting your nails on chalamoid, cutting your nails when you're in avel, and we saw that Shmuel says the halacha is kidivrei mikol, they're allowed to do that, so here's the second time we are seeing this idea. Now, where does this idea of Shloshim come from? That you're not allowed to go ahead, you're not allowed to cut your hair for 30 days. Where does that, where's the source? Rashi says, Minolin de Shloshim Yom Asa Begiluach. Where do we get that from? Answer is, Yalif Pera Pera Minazir. We learn Pera Pera from Nazir. What's Pera Pera? Pera means to grow your hair. We learn growing your hair from Nazir. Ksiv Hachat says of here, Roshechem Al Tifre'u. This is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Aaron Ubanov to make sure that they're in a state of mourning. When they were, that they weren't allowed to let their hair grow, says Rasheichem, Al Tifro, don't let it grow long. Therefore, we learn from that, oh, over there, they're not allowed to. Ha, Shara Velam, she says, Chayavimash, but they would actually have to go ahead and let the hair grow. Uksiv Hasam, and it says by Nazir, Gadil Paris Arosho, let your hair grow long. Malaholim Shosham Yom Afkan Shosham, just like there, it's 30 days. Over here too, it's 30 Afkan Shloshim. Here too, we learned Shloshim from the Ksir Shava. Okay, that's nice. Hasam Inal, where do we know the fact that the Nazir also has to let his hair grow for 30 days? Where do we get that from? Rav Masa Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. This is the Mishnah in Nazir Daf Hey. The Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. When a person says he wants to be a Nazir, it's for 30 days. My time up. In other words, again, what's pshat that that's the case? Because Amar Kra Kadosh Yihia, a person should become Kadosh. That Yehiyah, it shall be. And what's Yehiyah? Yehiyah, Begematria Tlosenheimer. The Yeh is a Gematria 30. And therefore, we learn out from this idea that it is 30 days. Now, obviously, we have a concept known as Mesorah, that we know this is 30 days, and this is what we go ahead and we find this in the Torah itself, as this concept says, Yehiyah, don't get carried away. You find some Gematria, all of a sudden you're like, hey, let's say it's something else. Kodesh is Gematria 100 and whatever, 400 and, what's Kodesh? Without the Vav. 404. So therefore it should be 404 days, right? No, it doesn't work like that, but it has to be, we have the Mesorah for it. Okay, but that's the Gematria. So there we go. It's 30 days by Nazir. Therefore it's 30 days also by Shloshim. Amar Ravuna comes and he says, "Bereid Rav Yeshua, Hakol Modim Kishachal Shlishi Shelo Lios Erev HaRegel Sha'asav Yerchitza Ad HaErev." Everybody agrees that when the third day of his Avelus is Erev HaRegel, so he has 3 days, and then on that night is Yontif Sha'asav Yerchitza Ad HaErev. He's not allowed to wash himself till Erev. Even Abishol said that the seventh day is Miksayom Kikulo. Doesn't say that by the third day. Rashi says, "Devadei Shalosh Shleim Abinan Ad HaErev Vela Erev Rochsin Betzonein." You need Devadei need 3 full days of mourning. That's nothing to mess with. Even Rav Ashol and LaErev, and then at night he can wash himself in cold because it's Yantif. Oh, Yantin Ad Chol Shamoid V'Yerchutz Bechamin or Gweito Chamoid, and then you can wash yourself in hot water. Amar Rav Nechemia Bered Rav Yeshua. Ask a chintu l'rav papi l'rav papa de yasvi kamei halacha k'rav huna b'reid rav yeshua. The halacha is like them, and that's the same idea. You have to wait for a full 3 days. Igad ami amr b'nechemi b'reid rav yosef. Some say it like this. Ask a chintinhu l'rav papi l'rav papa l'rav huna b'reid rav yeshua de yasvi kamei. They were sitting, they were saying, ha'kol modem shem chal shlishi shol yosef regel. Everyone agrees it falls the 3 days. Erev regel sha'asa b'rechitza ad erev. It's also to do it until the evening, which again, the same halacha.
Now, we had seen that what happens if a person dies on Chag itself, then in such a case, they have to go ahead and they don't have Shiva, and they don't have Shulshim until it starts after the fact. Boy, minei abayim mei rabba. Abayim came to ask from rabba. Kavar beregel. A person goes ahead and they recover his relative on the regal itself. Regel ola l'minyan shloshim or ein regel ola l'minyan shloshim. Does the regal itself count as part of the count of shloshim, or does not count the part of the shloshim? L'minyan shiva lo kamei bari li. I'm not asking about Shiva. That is not even a question to me. Explains Rashi. That Laminian Shiva lo coming by, I'm not asking. Devade ino olo, devade lo hanaga mitzvah Shiva, because there's for sure no way of behaving of like a Shiva, like an Avel, during the regal itself. The ha'ino asa benilas a sandal, ve'ino noot b'kfiyas amita. You know, it's not asa to wear shoes or to go out to flip over the bed, because you say that Avel doesn't have these things on Yantif, like we saw in Yud Dalet and we saw now today also. The lo naga mitzvah Shiva regal is also saying, ki kame ba'ili, Laminian Shloshim. What I'm asking about is when it comes to Shloshim. The ka naga mitzvah Shloshim regal. Because there is a minhag of shloshim on the regal. Why? What's the pshat? Rashi says the haba regal nami also begehu to betisparus kishloshim. It's also us to go ahead and cut your hair and like it is during shloshim. Can't cut your hair. Can't do the gehuts, which is like the type of laundry, the type of. Dry cleaning, that's something which is not allowed to be done. So therefore, my, what's going to be the din? Because it's like we're already being nogged a little bit, so does it count towards it? She says, Amale, eino ola. Nope, it does not ola for that. Eisvei frekta gemara, really, according to you, Rabba, you're telling me that it's not ola. The 30 days is not considered counted from during Shiva itself. Eisvei asked you, Kasha, which we're going to see, it seems to show that it does get counted. The gemara is again by saying, nope, nice try, it does not get counted. You misunderstood what we were talking about. Hakovers meso shnei yom kodem regel, first let's talk about the whole braisa. A person goes and buries their dead 2 days before the regel. Mone chamishi yom amachar regel, he counts 5 days after the regel. Umalach donasas ayde echerim. His work can be done by other people. They can do bitzina in his house to do such a thing. You're not allowed to do work, but it can be done by for them. The ain rabbim is asking him, and it's talking about the 5 days afterwards. And the pshat is because really you're not allowed to go ahead and work, and people aren't allowed to work for you either. But since it was 2 days, and then 7 days of yontif, and then 5 days after, it's already 9 days after this is being the burial, so you're allowed to have other people do the work bitzina. The ain rabbim is asking him. But the people don't have to go ahead and come be Menachem Avil because they already did Menachem Nicham Avelim on Yontif itself. The first 2 days they did Nicham Avelim, and then on Chol HaMoed they came to be Menachem Avil, so they don't have to do it after the Yontif is totally over, even though he still has to sit Shiva. Sorry about that. Shabib turned the page. Chafam Alf. Shekfar Nisaska Boberego. They were all in Nisaska with him on the regal. Kol Shadova. The general rule is Kol Shu Mishum Avel Regal Mafsika. Anything is the Avel himself. Regal is going to be Mafsik, and he's not allowed to go. And it stops. It pauses it. The Kol Shu Mishum Iske Rabim Ein Regal Mafsika. The regal doesn't stop. A person can go out and be Menachem Avel somebody on Chol HaMoed, and it doesn't stop it. Okay, we're not done yet with the question. Kavar Shalshiyam Besof Regal. Let's say that you end up a person end up burying his dead. The last 3 days, 3 days before the Yontif is over. So it's almost towards the end of Yontif. It's on Chol HaMoed. They bury the dead. And now what happens? Mona Shiva Acha Regal. They do Shiva after the Regal. Arba Yomim Rishonim. The first four days after the Regal, Rishonim Rabbi Misaskim. When people come to be Menachem Avel. Why the Menachem Avel for those 4 days? Rashi Shal Acha Regal. Rabbi Misaskim Bo. Mashlim Shlosha Shen Nisaskim Regal. They're Mashlim from the 3 days that they already visited him on the Regal. Shekfar Nisaskim Bo Regal. Shloshiyamim achronim in ein rabbi misaskim bo, but the last 3 days of the Shiva, in other words, after Yontif ends, is 4 days, and another 3 days that he has to be sitting Shiva, they're not misaskim. Why should Christ ask a regal? I came to visit him on the regal. Viregel olalo, and the regal is ola for him. Hold on 1 second. What do you say? The regal is counted in shloshim. Aye, my love, a seifa is there. Talking about the case of the seifa, which we were saying that it is counted during the shiva also on moed itself, which goes against what Rava just said that if it happens on yontif, it doesn't count towards shloshim. And here we just saw a case where a person dies within 3 days at the end, and it says it is counted. It says lo, a resha. It's going on the resha that if the person died 2 days before. Then Shloshim is counted during those days of Yontif. Eisvei doesn't let up. He still has Sakasha. Regel Olalo Laminyan Shloshim. We have the Brisa says that the Regel
is included in the 30 days of Shloshim. Keitzad, what's the case? Kvaru b'tchil seregel, if he did it during the regel itself, mona shiva achar regel, you count 7 days after the regel, umalach l'natzalei de'echerim, v'ona shochasav, osim b'tzina b'tzoch b'yis, so they can do the work in b'tzoch b'yis, so this is after. Vein rab maskim bo shikvar nisaskal b'regel, they don't have to misasik, because they already visited him on the regel itself. V'regel olalo, and the regel is counted. Oh, so this is pretty straight up, that if you go and you bury somebody on the regel itself, that it's counted. What are you going to say now? Says Gemara, Tiyufta in a chinami, you knock them off. Kiyasa Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, if you look for a regel, he says the same idea. Even if you bury him on the regel, v'chein ori lei Rabbi Elazar le Rabbi Pedas Brei, he taught this also, saying, I feel look for a regel, even if it's buried on the regel, then Shloshim, the days of Shloshim are counted. Those days are counted for Shloshim. Whoa, my friends, we went pretty far here. We're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.